And now we come to a very important section that applies to every aspect of the film you're going to make. This section is about creative workarounds. The point of the section is to prepare yourself at all times to come up with an unconventional solution that solves a problem that you can't solve in the traditional filmmaking way by taking more time or spending more money. Essentially, this entire film is actually a creative workaround, but I want to talk specifically about a short series of questions that will help you find a solution to whatever problem has cropped up in your film without taking away from the stated overall goal of the film. The series of questions is as follows. Question 1. What is the exact nature of the problem? This is important to clarify because everything else you do will hinge on you knowing the real answer to this question. You might think the problem is you're going to run over on time allotted to shoot the film, but the real problem might actually be a struggle you're having with one of the actors. It's important when answering this question to be completely honest with yourself about what the problem is, or you're never going to solve it. Once you have the answer to that, move on to question 2. Question 2, what is the obvious solution? The reason you want to ask this is because you want to make sure it's not actually possible to solve it in this way. For example, we mentioned a moment ago that it could be a problem with one of the actors. In that case, the obvious solution is to replace that actor with another actor. Depending on your question, there could be many answers. Write down the obvious ones first, because this question leads logically straight into question number 3. Question 3, why can't you do the obvious answer? You need to at least consider the most obvious choice, right? In the case of the bad actor, what is the reason that I can't just replace it with another actor? Normally, on a regular film set, you absolutely can do that. It's been done numerous times. However, you've surrounded yourself with friends and family that are helping you. You will have to weigh for yourself whether or not dismissing a friend or family member who is there to help you out is going to be worth the exchange of having the shoot go smoother. Again, this is just a specific example. However, you want to make sure you're making these considerations yourself. If it turns out that the obvious answer can be done, then guess what? Your work is over. Just do that and the problem is solved. However, more than likely, the obvious answer is one you would have already thought of and already had a reason for not being able to do so. But we need to consider it to get it out of the way and clear the runway for other answers. Next up is question number 4. What are other options to solve this? And in this case, there's no wrong answer yet. Right now, we are literally just looking for any possible answer, no matter how unlikely or outlandish. In the case of the troublesome actor, is it possible to switch them with a role from another actor in the movie? Is it possible to make them a crew member and replace the actor with the crew member they're replacing? In which case they will not be fired, they will be relocated, and you can always come up with a reason for why they would be better suited to a specific position. Can the character be removed from the story? Get every possible answer out. Then, move on to question 5. What do these cost? Look at each one of the answers that you came up with, taking into consideration what the expense in time and money would be to do it. This by itself will help you eliminate several of these answers. For the ones that this question hasn't eliminated, save them. Move on to question 6. What is the most surprising solution? The answer might already be on your list, or it might be an even more wild answer that you just came up with as you got to this question. Either way, write down one or two of these. Question 7. What is the easiest solution? Write it down. Question 8. Overall, what is the most economical solution? Write it down. You should now have a short list of odd, unconventional, and unfinished ideas for how to solve your problem. Then comes the 9th and last question. From the list of ideas you have here, which of these is both most likely to solve the problem while at the same time not changing the overall point of the story you're trying to tell? This is the last question because it is the most important one. The last thing in the world you want to do is to get to this point and then you have to lose something very important and central to the concept of the story because of a problem that is beyond your control. So every possible solution should be filtered through this final question. Does it change the point of what I'm doing? Now, this doesn't guarantee that you'll come up with the right answer quickly or on your own. It may take some time and it may take some effort and teamwork, with you sharing the question and any other possible answers with the other people trying to help you make a movie. Remember, filmmaking is a group effort. Solving the problem should also be a group effort. Hopefully, you will then have some sort of creative workaround that you and your team have figured out to solve whatever the issue is. And by doing it through this method, you've prevented the inconvenience of spending much more time and money on the project to get it to completion. The series of questions applies to any aspect of the filmmaking process. pre-production planning, script writing, production of the film, and post-production. Don't be afraid to use this anytime even the smallest concern pops up.